IVM.
All right, hello and welcome to Football Portal. My name is Saru. Let me wish all of you happy Dashera in advance, or by the time this episode comes, it probably would be over Dashera, but we are recording amid festivities, so if you hear people singing and dancing in the background, that is just people enjoying life. Yash, what's up?
All good, man. Using the festivities to distract myself from the weekend's results.
Let's talk about weekend. How many goals were Erling Haaland end up scoring in his career?
Huh. 2,000.
The record is Pele, right?
Yeah, 1,200 something.
You know, Pele changes his Wikipedia entry on his own. Did you see that on Twitter? It was 950 goals something, and then after a few months, he changed it to 1,200.
Yeah, I mean, there was that old rivalry between him and some old Brazilian player called Frieden Wright. I mean, most of that Frieden Wright's goals were in the Brazilian league, but the old timers used to swear that he was better than Pele. So yeah, so initially it was that dispute. Now I think as players like Ronaldo and Messi are catching up, he's increasing his tally. If he's alive to see Erling Haaland a decade from now, I'm sure Pele will push it to beyond 2000.
I don't think he will.
He'll start counting all the goals, dude. He scored in like practice. He'll count all the goals he scored in escape to victory.
Man, let's talk about this game. I mean, we know what happened, but why is Erik ten Hag not starting with Casemiro? That seems to be the biggest talking point.
No, but he's not up to speed, right? I mean, he was bought on like close to deadline day, then.
Dude, it's been a month and a half.
Yeah, I know. And United did not have too many games. Now, you can look at that in two ways. Number one, you can say that he had like 2 weeks to prepare with the team, or you can say that he did not have any game time. But whichever way you look at it, whenever Casemiro has come on, he's not looked great. He's not looked, optimal or to the standard of which you expect a player.
But then in a midfield, when you know City's midfield is going to run circles over you, that's better to have Casemiro and McTominay rather than Eriksen and McTominay, right?
Yeah, in hindsight, of course, he should have started Casemiro. But Eriksen has been, I think, the best player in the United team. So, it was difficult to drop him. So, he could have dropped Bruno also. In hindsight, he should have played with more midfielders, more combative midfielders. Because we saw how much Eriksen struggled in that midfield.
Yes. And how good are Manchester City, dude? This is scary now.
Yeah, incredible. I don't think Manchester United played well, but they had individuals who could hurt them. And which was seen in the second half when City took the foot off the gas, that they United managed to sneak in a couple of goals. But yeah, this was a derby, and they were there with the proper derby mood to like really hurt Manchester United. And we saw the play that we're going to see again and again and again this season, with De Bruyne putting in a cross and Haaland getting at the end of it. Full stretch.
Okay. Do you think a defender taller than Lisandro Martinez would have headed that ball?
No. It went from the side, right? So maybe it would have hit someone's shoulder.
Oh, God. Erling. And your man, Phil Foden. He's got a hat-trick.
Yeah, then sadly it came against Manchester United. But I guess just like the Indian cricket team, Manchester United did their opponents a favor by bringing into form a player in the form of Jack Grealish.
He played well as well.
Yeah, he played well. So, usually back in the day, the Indian cricket team used to be the team where players who hadn't performed well started suddenly performing well. So far he's been like an underwhelming 100 million pound signing, but in this game he was pretty good. He is very good at getting players booked, and he got Diogo Dalot booked in like the second minute of the game, and then he had him on toes throughout.
Oh God, when is Manchester United selling Dalot to Roma?
Next season probably. I mean, he's another Mourinho favorite, right?
Wait, but he wanted to go to Roma last season.
Did he? He was at AC Milan a couple of seasons ago.
No. Then Ralf Rangnick said no. Then he tried to go this in the beginning of the season. Erik ten Hag said no.
Right.
So anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Erik has been starting him every game. So at least from that point of view, there can't be no complaints.
All right. Let's talk about the other derby. Arsenal. The Arsenal. Yes, I have a very good feeling about them this season.
Yeah, very good feeling that they'll finish in the top four finally. After
no, I think they may finish second.
Yeah. I mean, given the way how Liverpool played, which will come to later, I think second is... I mean, they should at least aim to be second because they have not... they've lost only one game so far, right? And
And did you see Gabriel Jesus like celebrate and all? Like he scored like a world beating type.
This is his first North London derby, right? So you have to celebrate. You have to. I mean, he's already become a folk hero after this performance.
And people are like telling Conte what he said about Arteta, saying that he shouldn't complain about injuries. It's part and parcel of the game. But Conte is now complaining completely. And they're going to play Barcelona. We're recording this on a Tuesday night. So they're going to be playing Barcelona in some time. Inter Milan. I was thinking of Conte going back to Inter Milan because Inzaghi may be fired. But anyway, so things are smooth sailing for Manchester City and for Arsenal. But Liverpool, I don't think they can just buy any win at all. They just can't.
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken so many times about them being at the end of a cycle and Klopp being like having that whatever the 7-year curse and everything.
That 7-year itch, okay.
7-year itch. Yeah, but I guess they're suddenly dependent on Roberto Firmino. While they were good, it wasn't Firmino who was scoring, but this season Firmino was scoring and they're not doing very well.
Hey, what happened to that guy? They had a striker, no? Darwin Nunez.
Oh, he's had a nightmare of a start.
Why is he not playing him?
I don't know. I mean,
he got a red card.
After that red card, but Klopp does this, right? He needs to have a certain level of fitness or certain level of comfort that a player develops with his 11. Like even a good player like Fabinho, when he was signed, I think he didn't play him for 6 months until he was up to speed with the Klopp method.
Wow, so, Klopp's methods are expensive. You buy an 80-million player and you don't play him.
Yes, but I think this will be the case until the World Cup. Maybe after the World Cup, it will be like a new start for Darwin Nunez where he can.
Oh yeah, I mean, that may be a point because I saw one of the quotes from Conte's press conference before the derby was that we're playing 13 games in 43 days. So if Spurs are playing that much, I'm assuming every other club is playing between 12 and 14 games.
Yes, in
40 days.
It's madness now. It's back to the pandemic interrupted season where we had a game in every 3 days. We are back to that. We'll have to review two games every podcast now.
Oh, yeah. We'll review only two games every podcast. But let's try to talk about more games here. Talking about Serie A, you know, Roma beat Inter Milan.
How was that game? I did not see that.
Dude, I'm surprised, first of all, why is Gareth Southgate not picking up Smalling?
Oh, yeah, he scored in that game. Huh?
Dude, Smalling scores quite often, but I have to say, he is the defensive rock of Roma. I mean, that speaks volumes about the other defenders there. But I have realized that Smalling does not have the pace, but he has that positional awareness. And I think he always had it. I don't know.
Yeah, possibly true. But I mean, coming back to Southgate, he's an idiot. I mean, he hasn't played Smalling since 2017 or 2019 or something. Now he's sticking to Maguire and not picking up young players like Tomori. So,
Tomori was like AC Milan's player of the season or in the top two after Rafael.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, it's just there's so much good English talent, but the less you talk about Southgate, it's quite.
Oh, yeah. So what chance will Smalling have?
He's far off. I would have taken Chris Smalling to this World Cup. Man,
he didn't pick up even Madison, no, recently?
No, he's never picked Madison. I don't know. Madison has like pitifully low England, because Madison is already 25 now. And he's been, I mean, England don't have a player like him in that position. I don't think, I mean, maybe Phil Foden, because Phil Foden can practically play anywhere in the midfield. But again, I mean, in last night's game, Madison showed his class. And to not pick him is criminal, man.
Yes. And even Brendan Rodgers last night said, it's a shame for the country if James Madison will not go for the World Cup. And I think Madison also came up last night and he said, I will do everything to break open the door to get my way into that England squad. But come on, man. It shouldn't be that hard for talented people like Madison, who seem quite professional as well.
I think this World Cup's going to be pretty bad for England. I mean, this could have been like a very good I think this is Harry Kane's last World Cup. I feel bad for him, honestly.
Why?
Because, with the talent England have, they could have tried to win this World Cup.
Why is Harry Kane's last World Cup?
He's like 32, right?
He's 28.
Really? No. He's a little bit of a late.
He's 29.
He's 29. But God knows, man. In 4 years' time, maybe there'll be a younger player who'll like overtake him. There might be some striker whom.
Okay, but imagine talking a little of England. You have Harry Kane, Bellingham, Sancho.
All of them by 2026 will be at their peak, right? Bellingham, yeah. Foden, Madison will be still around. So these guys have time. These guys have time, but there are players.
It's not even about time. I'm saying that even for this World Cup, look at the players he has at his disposal.
He should have taken a young team. He should have kicked out Sterling, and I don't know who's that other midfielder who went from Leeds to City. I keep forgetting his name.
Calvin Phillips.
What a waste, man. I mean, he's useful as a squad player, but against the teams that England play, they should play with 2 8s, not with Rice and another central defensive midfielder.
You think, I remember reading 2-3 weeks ago, Southgate went and saw some match at Roma and he was very disappointed with the quality of football. So, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Wow, dude.
Since I follow Italian football, I read such things, but it is so criminal not to pick up. But anyway, so Inter Milan lost that game. I think Simone Inzaghi is on the verge of being kicked out.
Let go. But what is, I'm just opening the table. Oh yeah, so Napoli are on top as we spoke. So Inter are ninth.
Yes.
But 8 games is not much, but yeah, I mean.
It's not about 8 games.
Eight point gap as well, so.
Yeah,
maybe the start was pretty terrible for them.
And it's 4 losses. But Serie A is doing really weird things this season. Like Udinese have a change of coach. The same Watford owners who own Udinese. They're second or third in the table. And Atlanta sold half their squad. And now they're playing some different way. They're not the old Atlanta. But
they don't attack anymore.
Yeah. And then there is Sarri and Mourinho's in Rome. They're just trying to rake up points. It's just so... so freaking weird right now in Serie A.
Entertaining nevertheless, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Serie A is a very entertaining league because the level of teams is almost there and thereabouts types. I think last week we spoke that David Moyes may get the sack and he beat Wolves and he got the Wolves manager the sack. So,
Bruno Lage. Yeah, Wolves just haven't scored goals, man. They have some of that old Nuno Espirito Santo spirit where they defend well or whatever and play some weird football, but who's going to score goals for them? I just don't see goals when I see it. Look at Wolves. So this is coming, I guess.
Diego Costa.
Dude, he's so past it.
You asked who's going to score.
He might injure a few people. But,
And it's been quite some time since we've spoken about your favorite manager, Super Frank. Unbeaten in 5 games, 2 victories, last 2 games, really? 3 draws.
Wow.
The man is on a roll.
So, no news is good news for him, I guess. Because Everton really isn't making any news. Good for him.
He's 11th in the table.
Oh, so, we are just a couple of results away before all his friends start saying that. Dude, I think if Southgate f***s up and this thing continues, Lampard might get the England job very soon.
What are you saying? Talking of England managers who are so outdated. I was watching that Andy Gray and Richard Keys... a part of their show on Twitter, someone had posted it. They were discussing this after City's 6-3 victory over Manchester United.
Right.
And they're what's up with City's defense? I mean, what does he even do? Tell them. What does he train them with? I mean, imagine what this squad could do with Sam Allardyce.
This is the second.
That, they need to tighten up in the defense and the defense is...
come on.
I don't know if they were joking about it, but knowing Richard Keys, that's what his name, right? Okay. Richard Keys and Andy Gray.
Richard Keys.
Yeah, I have a feeling. I'll send you the link. What? I think the greatest trip.
They just say some stupid things and then say that was just a bit of banter. That's their escape to get out of sexist crap.
Correct. No, so the greatness about them, if they have done that, is that you're always wondering, are they actually joking or do they mean it, right?
Mm.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. But I'm sure they're so outdated, man. There used to be
such pioneers back in the day.
Yeah, now no one cares for them. Actually, but having said that, you know, any manager who loses a job goes to Qatar to meet them.
Oh, yeah. So they still have the pull to get on these.
That they do. All right. Okay, let's take a break right now. We have to choose our player of the week, and it's going to be a tough thing. So think a little about it, and let's see what we're going to watch this weekend. Stay tuned to Football Twaddle. Hello, welcome back to Football Twaddle. Yash, who has been your player of the week?
Well, because I stayed up on Monday night and watched that game, I'm going to say James Maddison. Because Man City was far, you know, so much superior to Man United that I could not pick one player from their squad. But Maddison clearly makes that.
Why did you stay up Monday night? I am assuming it's not for the love of Leicester.
No, it's related to FPL. He was very crucial that Maddison did well for me. So, yeah, that's another reason for him.
Yeah. Explain this to me. What made you choose Maddison as your captain? Like, that was such a ballsy call. Like, why?
Yeah, because, it was a call that, I mean, I didn't want City players to do well, right? I didn't want Haaland to score a hat-trick against
You're playing an internal tournament. You would have chosen Haaland as captain.
Yeah, but see, come on, yeah. You've heard of this term, that the term differential captain.
Right? I know.
This phrase, but differential captain. So that's what I went with.
That's it? You didn't do any research, analysis?
In a poor Leicester team, he's been doing well. They were playing Nottingham Forest, who unfortunately have been terrible all season. So you don't have to do deep analytics to know that there's a clear trend that is heading towards him getting a big haul.
Oh, talking of Nottingham Forest, it seems Rafael Benitez is going to get that job.
It would be wonderful, man. Benitez is perfect for that club, because that club has history. And Rafa is the kind of guy who falls in love with, you know, these romantic tales of old clubs coming back, like Liverpool, Newcastle, now Nottingham Forest. So, and besides that, Rafa is pretty good at setting up defenses. He was a failure at Everton because being a Liverpool legend, Kenny Dalglish and of course now Klopp have a better record than him at being Champions Liverpool League managers. Apart from them, the rest of are dead. So he's like the third most successful Liverpool manager alive, and he becomes the Everton manager. So that's not going to go well. So he was going to fail there. I think he's a good enough manager to succeed at Nottingham Forest and keep them up.
We are just jumping the gun here. We don't know if Steve Cooper is fired, but there are rumors. All right. I'm going to choose two players of the week. Right. One is Leandro Trossard, because he was amazing. But I want to also give it to Miguel Almiron for scoring two goals against 10-man Fulham.
Brilliant. Did he intend to score these? Or did he again touch his thigh?
No. Almiron is a very improved player this season. And actually, all of them, you know, I was just checking out the number of losses in the league this season. Arsenal is one, and even Newcastle is one. But Newcastle have 5 draws, which Arsenal don't have.
Draws.
Yeah, so finally winning against Fulham, and Mitrovic who got substituted. So that everything worked out fine. All right, what are you watching this weekend? Yes, there's just too much to watch.
Yeah, I mean, there's of course Champions League in the midweek, but I won't pick.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to that Ajax-Napoli game tonight. I'm going to be watching that, not this crap Barcelona-Inter Milan. Oh, did you see Jose Mourinho console an Inter fan on the weekend?
No, not really.
I'm not too sure, but he may be a blind Inter Milan fan. So he was just like catching up with Mourinho because Mourinho was banned.
Inter fans still have good.
So he was sitting in a truck outside. Yeah. That fellow said, he said, I'm getting scared for Barcelona coming on the midweek. He said, Are, what are you scared about? The last time Barcelona came to San Siro to play Inter, we beat them 3-1. Chill, Karo.
Okay, so at the weekend, I'm going to watch Arsenal versus Liverpool. This is going to be a fun game. Liverpool, who have done so well recently, but are failing, and Arsenal, who have done so badly recently, are on the top of the league. So this will be a fun, whodunit. Not whodunit, whatever. Change of scenario kind of a thing.
What's your prediction for this game?
I think Arsenal are going to win, man. I mean, I don't think that this Liverpool team can stop Arsenal, especially at the Emirates. I think it's a 3-1 victory for Arsenal.
Okay. Again, as my player of the week, I have two things to watch. First is on Sunday night, 11:30, we have Everton versus Manchester United. So we have the unbeatable force versus the movable object or whatever they say. So will Super Frank's unbeaten streak of 5 games come to a halt, or will Cristiano score a hat-trick for Erik ten Hag? Because Ten Hag didn't play him in this game out of respect for his achievements. So that's there. And also there is Milan versus Juventus on Saturday night. So you can watch both of them. Yeah, what's your prediction again? You said for the Arsenal one?
Oh, I think Arsenal will win 3-1.
Okay, I'm going for a 2-2 for Everton versus Manchester United. Mm. And I'm going for a 2-0 Milan victory over Juventus, and Allegri would be sacked. So that's my prediction. Already, Yash, you have a very busy next 2-3 days ahead of you.
Yep.
Take care. Alrighty, guys. Bye-bye.